My fellow Singaporeans, we are all deeply concerned about the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The implications are grave, not just for the region, but also for the entire world. The conflict is unfolding on multiple fronts. There is the war itself, an intensifying military conflict with strikes and counter-strikes, causing widespread destruction and loss of lives. And there is the contest over critical supply routes, especially through the Strait of Hormuz. Currently, Iran has significantly disrupted shipping through the strait, sharply curtailing overall flows. Oil and LNG supplies passing through the strait have been sharply reduced. Supplies of other essential commodities, including fertilizers and helium, have also been affected, with wider consequences including risk to food production. The effects are already being felt. Oil prices have risen by more than 60% since the war started. Supply chains are under strain and countries everywhere are feeling the squeeze. Asia is particularly exposed because a substantial share of energy supplies passing through the Strait of Hormuz is bound for our region, including Singapore. There have been recent diplomatic efforts, but the differences between the parties remain wide. The US has indicated that it plans to bring the war to an end soon, even without a negotiated settlement. And if no agreement is reached, it is prepared to intensify military strikes significantly before winding down its campaign. We hope these talks succeed. But even if they do, and a ceasefire is achieved tomorrow, we must expect the impact of the conflict to persist. Energy production and distribution infrastructure have been damaged. It will likely take several months to restore full capacity. Prices are therefore expected to remain elevated for some time. At the same time, we must be prepared for further escalation in the coming days and weeks. There is still a risk of additional strikes and of other groups like the Iran-backed Houthis joining the fray, opening new fronts, and widening the conflict. More fundamentally, even after the US eventually ends its military campaign, the geopolitical situation in the Middle East will have been adversely affected. We are entering a more uncertain and unstable phase, with wide-ranging implications for regional security and global energy flows. In such an environment, the risk of disruption is significantly higher. More worrying still is the possibility of a prolonged closure of the Strait of Hormuz, as well as other key shipping routes in the region, including the Red Sea. Around the world, industries are already drawing down fuel inventories and turning to alternative sources. But these are only temporary buffers. They cannot fully make up for a prolonged shortfall. If the critical Middle Eastern energy sources and supply routes remain constrained for an extended period, the consequences will be severe. It will not just mean higher prices. We could face a global energy crunch, disrupting daily life and production activity, and putting significant pressure on economies everywhere. Output would weaken sharply, even as prices continue to rise. It's what economists describe as stagflation. And once that takes hold, it is deeply damaging and very hard to bring under control. To coordinate our national response, I have convened the Homefront Crisis Ministerial Committee. It is chaired by Coordinating Minister for National Security, K. Shanmugam, with Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong as advisor. The team has begun work. It is updating existing contingency plans and developing new ones in the light of these unprecedented developments. First, we are taking active steps to strengthen our energy and supply chain resilience. For now, we have been able to manage the immediate disruptions. Our refineries and chemical companies are adjusting, scaling back production and sourcing crude oil and feedstock beyond the Middle East. Our LNG importers are securing alternative supplies from global producers. To build further resilience, we are working with trusted partners. In particular, Australia is a key supplier of LNG. It already accounts for more than one-third of our supply, and we will deepen this cooperation. With New Zealand, we are working closely to ensure supply lines for essential goods and food remain open during crises. These partnerships are vital to our long-term security. I spoke to both prime ministers recently to strengthen our coordination and ensure these arrangements remain robust. Second, we will cushion the immediate impact on households and businesses. The support measures announced in this year's budget are being rolled out. They include additional USAFE rebates to help households cope with higher electricity costs. Given the spike in oil prices and the uncertain outlook, the government will do more. We will enhance existing measures and bring some of them forward to provide earlier relief. We will also provide targeted support for sectors that are more severely affected. The ministers will share more details in Parliament next week. Third and most importantly, we must stand together. In times like these, our strength lies in our unity. Government support matters, but so does the resolve of our people to look out for one another, to act responsibly, and to pull together as one society. National resilience does not depend only on the government. It depends on all of us. So I urge businesses and households to take practical steps to conserve energy and reduce unnecessary consumption and waste. For businesses, this means reviewing operations and improving energy efficiency. For households, it means being mindful of daily energy use. These may seem like small steps, but taken together, they make a real difference. The government will support you, but our collective response will be far stronger if each of us plays our part too. My fellow Singaporeans, I'm sharing all this with you so that we can be prepared for what lies ahead. The situation is highly uncertain and we cannot predict how exactly events will unfold. But the risks are significant and the worst may not yet be behind us. Singapore cannot be insulated from such global upheavals. No country can, least of all a small island nation like ours. But I assure you, we have the plans, the capabilities, and the resilience to navigate this together. We have done so before, through the Asian financial crisis, SARS, the global financial crisis, and most recently, the COVID pandemic. Each time, we pulled through because we stood together, steady, resolute, and united. And this time, we will do so again. We have built strong foundations, sound finances, diversified supply chains, a strong tripartite partnership, and a cohesive society. These are not abstract strengths. They are what will carry us through. So let us stay disciplined and focused and keep faith with one another. Whatever comes our way, we will face it as one people, one nation. And we will get through this together.